Joining us now, Packer kicker Mason Crosby. Mason, it's your knee season, so you've seen it all, the good and the not so good. The mental state of the team right now after a very disappointing opener.
You know, it's tough. Obviously, you want to go out and you want to do well in that first game, go into a tough place and try to get a win. I think this team is mentally tough. I think that we're going to be just fine. We're going to come in. I think guys took this weekend, kind of reflected on what this last week was, and made sure to come in today. It seemed like just even through meetings, guys are working, correcting what they need to mentally, and then we're gonna put in a good week of work here and go take it out on the Jets.
You know, Mason, in preparation for this, I was kind of reading your bio and stuff like that, and I didn't realize this because they don't seem to go hand in hand, but you have kicked the 5 longest field goals in Packer history, beginning with a 58-yarder, but you also hold the franchise record for consecutive kicks, 23 in a row. Normally, you'd think either the guy's a big boomer or he's real consistent, but you've managed to do both. How?
I think over kind of my career here with the Packers, there's every offseason, every year, there's something that you can work on and try to get better. Really worked on, especially those last few years of being consistent, going out, knowing that I can hit that long field goal, but I don't have to hit 70-yard kick every time. I can I can hit the kick that's called upon, and that I can be successful in those arenas. So last year I had a couple long field goals where I made sure that I had good smooth tempo, hit a good ball, and knew as long as I hit the ball well. It's like a golf game. You play golf. If you hit that ball, you don't have to swing out of your shoes. If you make good contact, it's usually going to fly farther. So I think with my time here, I've learned a few things, and I'm hitting the ball as well as I have in a long time. So I'm going to my 8th season, but I feel young, feel kind of like I'm at the start of something here.
Mike, are we going to see a 60-yarder from Mason this year?
Wow, that 4th and 3 in Seattle was almost it almost would have been close. But we have great confidence, and before every game, Mason, Sean Slocum, and the other specialists go out, and you have a mark of what yard line you're looking to get to. And Thursday night up there, I think Mason was, we were talking, from 60 out. So I mean, he had some big kicks in pregame. So we have a lot of confidence in him, and rightfully so.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
Mason, get ready. We have a lot of people ready to ask questions. And Lanny, you're first off in this new season.
What do you attribute your early success this year compared to last year?
Obviously this training camp, I worked really hard to be consistent, not only in games but in practice, and there's a point. You do this long enough, you're kind of in it all the time. Not to let things snowball, and that's been the biggest thing, is making sure that one missed kick, one situation that doesn't go quite right, you move on from and go on to the next and try to be successful. So I've done a good job of that through last year, through early parts of camp in this season, and I plan on continuing to, if something, there's a bump in the road, just like this team with this this first game, you got to move on, you got to focus on what's what lies ahead, and make sure that you're successful in that next opportunity.
Rosemarie has the next question for Mason.
Okay, Mason, what are your most realistic goals for the season that you set for yourself?
For me personally?
Yes.
I've gone away from setting numbers and doing those types of things on percentage, because I think that kind of limits you. So obviously I go out and try to be consistent every week, every practice that I go into, and make sure that that I'm working hard every day. Every time I step on the field, take advantage of that opportunity. I know sometimes, that's not necessarily tangible statistically, but I know when I go out there and I've taken advantage of every rep that I have, and making sure that I go into the game every time I'm called upon to go out and be successful and help this team win. My main goal every time is to, every time I'm in an opportunity, I'm a direct scoring opportunity. So I want to help this team win and put as many points on the board as we can, so that that we can be successful and go win games.
And Ron has the final question.
Mason, tell me, this is a multi-part question. Tell me, what stadiums, which are outdoors, do you like to kick in the best outside of Lambeau Field? Mm-hmm. Which domes? And then which stadiums do you like to kick in the least that are outdoors and domes, and why?
Whew. Two parts. All right.
Well, actually, it's four.
So I need to give you an outdoor and a dome stadium that I don't like? All right. Well, you know, actually, Seattle, I've always liked kicking there. I kicked there in college a few times and had some good games. So I don't know what it is, just the wind, how it is in there. I feel good with that. Domes are just awesome to kick in because you don't have any conditions. You have to go and be successful there. I actually like kicking in Dallas. You know, that was a fun game last year. I was able to kick I grew up in Texas, so I actually got a picture. I kicked the 57, 58 yarder there right in the middle of the star. So I asked someone after the game to give me a picture of that. So that was pretty cool. You know, outdoors that I don't like is, Chicago's always a tough place to play. We can get, fortunately we're playing there a little earlier this year. I feel like we seem to always play there in December, and it can be a little nasty, not just the wind, but sometimes the field can be a little bit rough. So that's always an important one that I focus in on. And then, any away dome, I think, can be loud. So as far as crowd noise and those things, I think domes definitely play a factor.
All right, Mason, thank you for all those answers. Next up, Mason and Larry. They bring down a kickoff from the Seattle game. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.